I have some deeply troubling information for you. Yeah, this just in. Well, first of all, Theron here with you. Thanks for listening to my radio program. I ain't just saying that. We're here for you 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Yeah, the guy accusing Matt Gaetz of being some type of sexual predator is himself a sexual predator and a human trafficker. No lie. And he's he was a tax collector in Florida, and at one point, a friend of Matt Gaetz. He's completely turned on him, and now he's being as duplicitous and evil as he can possibly be. Who knows why? Well, Biden administration's gotten to him somehow. But the whole thing's a lie, straight up lie. Beck took this apart today, excruciating detail. It was on Glenn Beck's show. You can see get the archive of that at Blaze Network. Now, this just in, the news of President Trump's return to the Oval Office and his excellent cabinet nominations may be causing Biden deep state officials to undertake desperate measures to evade accountability. As the Gateway pundit reported, Trump sent shockwaves through the political world on last Wednesday after announcing Gaetz as America's next leading law enforcement official. Oh, and by the way, whoever gets into the FBI should immediately, and I think Cash Patel's actually said this, immediately tell all the agents, get out on the street and catch criminals. Catch actual criminals. Pimps, liars, murderers, drug trafficking liars, murderers. Get out and do your job. That's what your job is. Your job isn't snooping on people. Trump called him a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney. Now, where I'm going with this, I don't go through this entire piece, but it's just been spotted that a shredding company is that shreds documents and paper is pulled up in front of the DOJ. What? Why would they do that? There's got to be some kind. I'm looking at the truck right here. There's got to be some kind of an order. They say, oh, we're just getting rid of unnecessary stuff. I mean, there's no big deal going on. This isn't like Hillary smashing iPhones and Blackberries with a hammer. Yeah. So here they go. They know that their time is up. Yo, time is up. You know where that comes from, don't you? It's Mike Tyson, 100%. Rush used to have a recording of that. That's where I stole that. Actually, I stole it from Mike Tyson just like he did. Your time is up. Your time is up at the DOJ, mofo. Yeah. We've maintained a physical investigative presence by the Justice Department, which also is more convenient for cooperating sources. Today, a paper shredding truck arrived. You can see it over at Gateway Pundit. You know, there's got to be some way to get government order for them to just, who would do that? A lock somehow on shredding. Could Mike Johnson do that? Could the House do that? Where they say, if you shred anything, you're in violation of destroying government records, things like that. You can't destroy anything. We're coming in. So there you have it. Yep, they're trying to get rid of the evidence. Destroy the evidence. Can you imagine all the evidence that they have to get rid of that more or less backs up everything they've been doing as being anti-Constitution, anti-American, pretty much, eh? Who else? Oh, we have some new appointments here. Let's see. Well, Dr. Oz is going to head up Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. Well, if you think all these departments should be shut down, we still need people at the head of them to shut them down. There's another one here. He's off of Wall Street. Where is it? Oh, here it is. President Trump announced Wall Street CEO Howard Lutnick. I don't know who this guy is. He's got to be a mega gazillionaire, no doubt. Big shot Wall Street guy. A Secretary of Commerce, also with responsibility for USTR. That's United States Trade Representative. Yeah. All right. You know, Carrie Lake has not been named as an appointment yet. What do you think she'd fit into? Well, she'd fit anywhere she wanted to, but where might she go? What's left? He's narrowing it down now. I don't know what's left. Do we have, did he put, I can't remember if he put someone in, what is it? Not Commerce. What is left? I don't even know. Got Secretary of Everything pretty much locked down, doesn't he? But Carrie Lake, her strong suit is her ability to communicate. She's really good at, well, that's what she did for a living for 100,000 years. Not quite that long. Not as long as Keith Richards, but she did it for a long time. And she's also good that when anybody gets in her face, oh, my God, She 100% shuts them down, and she knows how to do that, being a skilled, tough-ass broadcasting, straight-up real journalist, strong woman, too. I wonder if she'll get some kind of a big-shot position in the Middle East. That'd be great. By the, you know, the Middle East would hate working with a woman. She'd be just the one to do it. Outstanding. Now, we can't get rid of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She can't get a position because we need her in the House. Must be in the House. So, yeah, what do you think? What do you think about, there's a piece here. It says, time to clean the Senate. The rhinos must go. And, in fact, I've got that here. Let me pull this out. Yeah. This is our job over the next couple of years. Straight up. Here's our next job. Our first job, we elected Donald Trump. We can't give up. We can't let that down. And by the way, this is a piece of that job. Now, Mershon, remember Juan Mershon, the judge? He has adjourned the Trump November 26th sentencing date. He's adjourned it. And there's no time scheduled to reconvene. He is not letting it go. He's not dropping the charges. He could. He could throw the whole thing out. I'm wondering if Trump will throw the whole thing out. But this is an interesting piece. The Senate GOP selection of John Thune as majority leader is yet another slap in the face to conservatives who demand leadership that reflects the will of the people. Should have been Rick Scott, 100%. Not the establishment swamp. Now, so far, Thune's saying the right things, but it's early. It's way early. In political terms, this is light years out from where he could do real damage. But so far, he's come out and actually said he's going to completely support 100% all of the Trump picks, and he's going to speed them through. This is good. Thune's victory last week underscored the grip that neocons and rhinos still hold on the Republican Party with a secret ballot. By the way, where's Pete Hoekstra on all this? Now, he said some okay things, but why isn't he, I mean, so loud that you can't, that he just stands out like a sore thumb? Like, there's no way you could ignore him. Why isn't he all over the media right now? Pete Hoekstra from Michigan, why isn't he? Why isn't Pete Hoekstra all over the media on every front? Like Ron DeSantis used to be before he became governor of Florida. Pete, where the hell are you? Come on, man. Where's Tim Walberg? Why isn't he screaming loud? Why? Why are these guys so acquiesced to just silence, sit back? Just so, they do good things, but I mean, come on. You guys, step it up a notch, please. Step it up five notches. So the secret vote tally of 29 for Thune, 24 for Cornyn. Thank God Cornyn didn't get it. The party was once again sidelined America First voices, including Rick Scott, who was eliminated in the first round, garnering 13 votes. He should have swept the floor, man. The result leaves conservatives asking, who are the faceless senators undermining the movement? After the vote on Wednesday, Amy Kramer, she started the Tea Party in California. Now, Tea Party started everywhere, but Amy Kramer, you got to give it to her. She was one of the head honchoettes way back in the day. She also yelled at me. Amy Kramer yelled at me and Pete Hoekstra. This is interesting. I've told this story before. I was emceeing a Tea Party thing out in Brighton, and Amy Kramer and her bus were here from California, and we were a lot of big shots were there. I was the MC for the day, and I spoke. And Pete Hoekstra and I were standing by Amy Kramer's bus, and I was telling Pete jokes, and he was cracking up. And she comes over, shut up. You can hear you guys all over the place. I said, Pete, we're back in the second grade. Yes, ma'am. Amy Kramer posted this list on Republican senators who voted for Rick Scott. Yeah, Marsha Blackburn, Ted Cruz, Bill Hagerty, Ron Johnson, Mike Lee, Cynthia Loomis, Rand Paul. Oh, Rand, where you been, man? Marco Rubio, Eric Schmidt, and, of course, Rick Scott himself. Now, why is this important? Because these are the guys and girls. Oh, Cindy Hyde-Smith, Tommy Tuberville, and J.D. Vance. So they voted for him. That's good. These are the good guys. What about the guys that didn't? Also, the Hill reported these nine senators are most likely to obstruct Trump's cabinet appointments. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get back into this. Do we have time now coming up? Now we got the break coming up. Now Thune, a McConnell protege, takes the reins as majority leader, and he is. The betrayal doesn't stop there. As many as 30 Republican senators are reportedly planning to vote against Trump nominations of Matt Gaetz as attorney general. Why? Gaetz, a fearless defender of the Constitution, has been tapped by Trump to clean up the Department of Justice. He's got to get picked. Now, we'll get back into it. There, you'll see who the bad guys are. And they are going to be really bad guys. If you're listening in one of the states or one of these senators is yours, you need to get on their ass. Again, I want to reiterate, the guy coming after Matt Gaetz was outed today on Glenn Beck's show. Get the archive of that. He's just a dirtbag, top to bottom. And the accusation he makes is based on sexuality. Who cares? Knock it off. Matt Gaetz is the right man for right now.